Here on the Mackey Motors tailgate, going to be joined by Carroll Tigers head coach Craig Roeder. Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks, Mason, for having me on.
So last week, you guys traveled down for your final non-district game and played Lewis Central. That one, a really close matchup. Take us through what you saw on the sidelines.
Oh, just great effort on our guys' part. We gave ourselves plenty of chances to come away with that one, and I don't think a lot of people expected that going in. But ultimately we just made too many mistakes. With four turnovers, that's going to cost you in any game, much less going against the top five or whatever so team in Class 4A Lewis Central. They're going to. I anticipate them probably making another dome appearance. So we just gotta limit those turnovers, which up till that point we hadn't really done that. I mean, we had a couple, but nothing like that. And if you would have told me before that we're gonna have four turnovers against a team like Lewis Central, I would have probably thought they would have started the running clock in the second or third quarter. So to be only, to be ahead in the fourth quarter with that kind of just kind of told you how much our defense stepped up and got us out of some bad situations. And but I can't fault the kids' effort. They gave high effort all night long, and you kind of saw that with the score.
And I know when we last talked, you would talk about, we want to run the ball and we're going to try and get that going. Adam Malik having a big night for you guys. Do you feel like it started up front with the line on Friday night?
Yeah, it always does. And that was a big confidence booster. If you would have saw the size of those guys up front from Lewis Central, to be able, I was hopeful that we could run the ball, at least just to give us a chance. I didn't think that we'd be north at 200 yards out of one guy against that type of defense. So it was really good to get Adam running. He made some nice cuts and even got, he ran a couple guys over on a couple of his longer touchdown runs. But I just thought that was a nice, kind of entering district play. It was a nice confidence boost to the run game. Just knowing if you can kind of put up that type of performance against a team like that, as long as we're blocking our right guys, following the rules and hitting our assignments, we should, if everything lines up right, we should be able to do that, for the remainder of the season.
Yeah, and you kind of mentioned it there. You guys 1-3 coming into now district play, but a lot from what I hear from a lot of coaches is that everything starts back over when you get to district play. Do you feel like it's almost like a new season for you guys coming down to district play?
Yeah, and it is with it's the playoffs. You're a district champion or the runner up in Class 3A anyway, and that's who gets in. You might get an at large, but with a beat coming out of the non. Even though it was a really tough schedule, being 1-3 in the non-district schedule, it kind of rules out, grabbing one of those at-large spots like we did a year ago. So the focus is winning the district and, in a worst case, trying to be the top two so you get in. But I do think, we came out relatively healthy from that tough schedule. And even though we would have liked, I'm still taking blame on that week one loss to Gilbert. The kids played good enough to win. So really worst case, we're 2-2. And with a shot, all those are one score losses. So I think the confidence is not a problem with our guys. They know how close they were in some really tough ball games and even being able to upset the only 3A team we played, who's a top 10 team, with Humboldt and being able to knock them off. I think our guys are confident that we can, get this thing going in the right direction here in district play.
For you guys as well, how do you feel like the district's shaping up this year?
It's kind of like expected. I thought Harlan, was going to be the favorite. Greene County and Atlanta kind of had some really nice pieces on their team. If, as long as they stay healthy, I think they're going to be right up there too. And I think we're right there in that conversation. With those teams, so it'll be a pretty good challenge all every night out. But I don't think there's anybody that we're going to shy away from. But that's kind of from the non-district. I think right now Greene County might have the best non-district record, but I don't think they quite played the schedule that Harlan or we have.
For you guys as well, I mean, you talk about Harlan being that favorite. A lot of people put you guys in that conversation, and Now, week one of district play, you guys play each other here on homecoming. What do you feel like Harlan's going to bring to the table?
Fundamentally, they're probably going to be the best coach team that we've seen to this point, and that's saying a lot because we saw some really good teams, but they just never, Harlan will never beat themselves. So that's you gotta play mistake-free football. You gotta be fundamentally sound, and because that's what they're gonna bring to the table. They have a really good quarterback that can put the ball in the money, both short, intermediate, and long passes, and it's not like they can't run the ball either. So they're gonna be a balanced attack offensively, and then defensively, they've kind of gone a little bit away from their state. It's usually a 4-3-2 high safety look, and they saw some spread teams early on, I think, so that they have jumped in a three-man line. But I also saw, last week they kind of played Denison in a 4-4. Denison wanted to run the ball a little bit more than their earlier opponents, so I'm anticipating we'll probably see that 4-4 look. But the nice thing about our schedule up to this point is that we've seen a lot of different defensive fronts. We've seen everything from a three-man to a five-man, and a four-man. So we're confident in our rules and know what to do versus what we see, and we'll just kind of see what they come out in and make our adjustments from there.
For you guys as well. I mean, not gonna shy away from the run, I assume.
That would be a safe bet, Mason. We're gonna try to establish that run game. We take a lot of pride in that, and like you said earlier, it starts with our guys up front. And I think, if we're gonna be if we can't run the ball, we are not gonna be successful. So that's where it starts. And I do think though that it's gonna open up some of our play action pass game. We just gotta make a little bit better reads and decisions, and which I think will come with experience. And I think we're probably due for a pretty good offensive game.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here. We wish you the best of luck coming up with Harlan.
Thanks, Mason. Appreciate everything. Go Tigers.